Welcome to the Sun City News. My name is Vicki Duke, and I'm your volunteer broadcaster bringing to you the news from the Sun City Independent. And I am coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. Starting with the front page, RCSC faces lawsuit over voting rights by Mary Goldmere. The Recreation Centers of Sun City is facing a lawsuit as tensions between the board and community leaders and members continue to escalate over financial transparency, leadership concerns, and communication failures. The RCSC held its annual membership meeting March 11th at the Sundial Auditorium, which usually allows members to hear updates, discuss governance, and vote on proposed bylaw amendments. Ahead of the meeting, members submitted proposed amendments to the RCSC bylaws, covering topics such as assessment fees, membership meeting rules, and committee structures. However, the RCSC board announced it would not vote on these or any of the proposed amendments. According to RCSC board president Tom Foster, the board's legal counsel interpreted Chapter 4, Article 4 of the bylaws to mean policy proposals must first go to a board study session and can only be considered as recommendations. My suit was based on the right to vote. As you can see, we can't vote, says John Fast, a former RCSC board member who filed the lawsuit March 3rd. I read the bylaws and I did a good faith effort to read through the bylaws. There is a contradictory statement that you're not mentioning. It says that bylaw amendments are not the business affairs of the corporation. Fast's lawsuit directly challenges the board's handling of member voting rights and governance procedures. He alleges RCSC leadership violated its bylaws by preventing members from making and voting on motions at the annual membership meeting if a quorum is present. Whether you agree or not with the position that the board has to take, it's just a legal issue that has to be vetted out. It's put the board in a difficult spot, but the board will do what it has to do to get this resolved, said Foster. The lawsuit is asking the court to order the RCSC board to comply with its own bylaws by allowing members to conduct business, including discussing and voting on motions at the annual meeting. Fast is also requesting the appointment of a neutral Roberts Rules parliamentarian to chair the meeting and an investigation into whether board members violated corporate documents. Foster emphasized the board's decision was based on legal counsel and obligation. The board is in a position where it simply must follow legal advice, and while Mr. Fast does not agree with that advice, and I respect his opinion, we are in a position where we have to follow the legal advice, he said. While Fast is not seeking financial compensation, he argues members have suffered key losses, including the right to propose and vote on bylaw amendments. The lawsuit demands declaratory relief, ensuring members can exercise these rights at future meetings. The legal action was referenced at the contentious March 11th annual membership meeting, attended by approximately 1,700 members, well above the quorum requirement of 500. Many expressed frustrations over the board's decision not to share financial details or discuss plans, citing legal advice due to the lawsuit. So the whole suit is, what do you have the right to vote on? Do you know? I don't either, Fast said. I'm a retired lawyer with 40 years of experience, and when I read the bylaws, it was clear as mud. If the bylaws are this wishy-washy, let's go to court and say this is what the bylaws mean. The outcome of the lawsuit could clarify voting rights for our CSC members and impact how future meetings are conducted. As the case moves forward, both the board and community members will be watching closely to see how the court interprets the bylaws and whether any changes to governance procedures will result. And that's the end of that article. We do have a letter to the editor ending Five Sims Would Speed Up Sun City Golf Times by Robert Neal. If the RCSC would like to speed up play at Sun City and not have 4.5 hour golf rounds, there is another thing that could be done besides allowing more than three golf carts in a group. RCSC could abolish the policy of allowing fivesomes on the golf course. Many of us are tired of 4.5 hour plus golf rounds in the afternoon. And that's the end of that short article. In the neighbors section, Sun City's Temple Beth Shalom offers interfaith course about Jewish humor by Rabbi Dana Evan Kaplan. Jewish humor will be the focus of an interfaith course from 10 to 11:30 a.m., April 5th, 3rd, sorry, 10th and 11th at Temple Beth Shalom of the West Valley. Led by Rabbi Dana Evan Kaplan, participants in this three-part course will tell and analyze jokes dealing with Jews and Judaism from different perspectives. They will look at jokes dealing with mother-in-laws, anti-Semitism, animals and pets, neighbors, synagogue life, food and cooking, vacations, priests, ministers, and rabbis, money and banking, and all aspects of life. There will be many jokes focusing on the American Jewish condition from World War II until the present day. Everyone will have a chance to offer sample humorous offerings from their own repertoire. Cost is $20 for TBS members and $35 for non-members. To register, call the Temple office at 623-977-3240 between 9 and 3 p.m. The deadline for registration and payment is noon on March 31st. Moving on, the Handbell Ringers of Sun City rehearse for Old Time Gospel Ring. The Handbell Ringers of Sun City are rehearsing a program of several gospel numbers for their upcoming spring show, Old Time Gospel Ring. Presented 3 p.m., April 6th at American Lutheran Church in Sun City. Carol Fagerlund and John Harrison are part of the five ringers who make up what is referred to as the back row bass. The back row rings the big bells that create the foundation for the choir's resonating sound. They will be joined by an additional 21 ringers and more than 350 bells and chimes ringing, standing on the promises of God, leaning on the everlasting arms, and when the saints go marching in. This program will also feature Dr. Albert Hunt, a clarinetist from Virginia, who will add his own texture to several songs in the program. Tickets are $5 and can be purchased from Ringers or at the door. Next, Benevilla hosting 5-week dementia series. The workshops to focus on several aspects of the aging disease. Benevilla is hosting a 5-week educational series on dementia designed to provide crucial insights and resources for individuals, families, and caregivers. This series will help participants navigate the journey from the earliest signs of dementia through long-term care, addressing what to watch for, what questions to ask a doctor, and the fundamental aspects of dementia. The series kicks off on April 1st and continues every Tuesday through the end of April, featuring expert guest speakers from Hospice of the Valley, Johnson & Associates, and Homestead. Topics include the following. On April 1st, what is dementia? Stages, progression, and what signs to watch for in your loved ones. Presented by Amanda Markham of Hospice of the Valley. April 8th, coming to terms with the dementia diagnosis. Grief, fear, anger, and more. Presented by Shannon Areola, Masters of Counseling. April 15th, the business and legal ramifications, proactive decisions before disease progression, presented by Johnson & Associates. April 22nd, building your toolkit, resources that caregivers need to know, presented by Debbie Gross from Homestead. April 29th, caring for the caregiver, creating a plan to care for yourself during the journey, intentional self-care, presented by Shannon Areola, Masters of Counseling. This series is designed to provide families with the knowledge they need to understand dementia from the very first signs to advanced caregiving, including how to recognize early symptoms, when to seek medical guidance, and how to prepare for the future, said Jennifer Karen, Director of CARES and Volunteer Services. Participants can register for individual sessions or the entire series at benevilla.org/dementia series. This 5-week series will also serve as a launch pad for Benevilla's new Dementia Caregiving Support Group, which will meet every Tuesday at Benevilla Education Center in Sun City. All sessions are free and open to the public, but space is limited. Next article. Doctors share how to reduce cancer risks with Sun City residents. Small changes can make a big difference, by Jennifer Jimenez. Banner Health doctors are speaking out on personal practices they engage in to reduce the risk of cancer. Researchers at the American Cancer Society found 4 in 10 cancer cases and approximately 1/2 of all cancer deaths in adults 30 and older in the United States. Dr. Rajesh Ramathan at MD Anderson Cancer Center Boswell said the first thing to do to reduce this risk is to stop smoking. Then reduce the amount of alcohol consumed, which causes direct inflammation inside the body, and make better meal choices. In general, I try to avoid red meat as much as possible, and when meat is necessary, I go for fish and lean meat options. Red meat consumption is directly linked to colon cancer, stated Ramathathan. It is important to read all the labels of the food you are purchasing. Ramanathan said, if there are more than five ingredients and you cannot pronounce the names, those are red flags, he added. These are typically ultra-processed and increase the risk of cancer development. Avoiding high fructose corn syrup or added sugar and switching to a sugar alternative is best. Individuals also should stay active. Ramanathan said he reduces his risk by exercising 3 times a week, and that does not mean running several miles, he explained. Adding a brisk walk with the dog keeps the muscles moving, help with fresh air intake, and can help reduce the risk of cancer. You also have to be proactive and focus on prevention, such as mammography for women, colonoscopy screening regimens, lung cancer screening, and low radiation CT scans can help with early detection. Small changes can make a difference, according to Ramanathan. Reducing red meat consumption to twice a week can reduce the risk and help reduce cholesterol and fat to help with weight management. Individuals can make better choices with cereal and pasta sauce, which can eliminate added sugar and unnecessary ingredients. A perfect example is ketchup. Some have 9 ingredients, some have up to 3. Making those comparative choices and making choices at the grocery store with less added ingredients is important, stated Ramanathan. Colon cancer can take between 5 and 10 years to develop and impacts older individuals, but making the dietary changes, no matter the age, can help. Ramanathan said he looks for ways to increase fiber intake, which also helps the gut and the ability to repair itself. Dr. Pardis Javadi at Banner Gateway Medical Center said she sees a lot of skin cancers in the head and neck region. She said living in Arizona and in the sun most of the year, UV exposure poses a big risk factor. It is really important to wear sunscreen and to be diligent about it. I do this for myself and for my family. I review this with my patients and share with them how aggressive skin cancers can be. She recommends an SPF 50 or higher to avoid prolonged exposure to the sun and to wear sun protective clothing. Javadi said the right time to seek medical intervention at a dermatologist is if individuals see any lesions or scaly patches in areas like this that are getting larger. Getting screened for cancers for those with the highest risk based on family history is important. Dr. Garen Bergeson with Banner Sports Medicine said, as individuals age, it is important to be able to maintain circulation to the rest of the body to make sure the heart can pump and do all the things it needs. We give a lot of people body weight exercises here to maintain joint health, and all joints love motion. Motion is lotion, and people who have aches and pains and a lot of times just need to do low impact exercises. And anyone can do that around the house easily. He suggested making lifestyle changes such as fiber and water intake, and that can make a big difference on how hard your heart has to work. He says finding the right balance to make change is very important. The biggest thing for heart health is getting out. That will increase your heart's efficiency the more you work, and it will have to work harder as you become more active. That puts less strain on the muscles being balanced. Your heart becomes more efficient and better able to last longer, and you make that a priority. That's the end of this article. And again, that was by Jennifer Jimenez. And we have time for a couple of letters to the editor. The first one, Sun City Golfers Should Speak Out on Three Cart Rule by Mark Latow of Sun City. Sun City's three cart rule was hurriedly put in place, ignoring golfer input, supposedly to protect grass at tee boxes and greens adjacent to the golf cart paths. I believe it was based on unproven and theoretical, not actual, Sun City course conditions. The rule requires groups of four or five golfers to share three carts. It is evident to most golfers that carts with two riders cause more wear on playable areas due to driving back and forth to each occupant's ball location. Maintenance vehicles and lack of rain or irrigation are among the major contributors of wear of dormant grass. The rule also impacts golf revenue due to increased slow play of groups sharing carts and golfers playing in smaller groups to comply with the rule while avoiding sharing carts. This results in fewer paying golfers per day. The rule is universally disliked by our golfing community for many reasons. Cart owners do not want the inconvenience or risk of sharing their cart with strangers, smokers, or those who might have flu, COVID, etc. Cart owners should have the right to operate their own carts. Those renting carts can continue to share carts based on rental availability. Enforcing the current rule of using cart paths only in conjunction with the 90-degree cart rule when driving onto the course, in addition to removing dormant grass and widening cart paths to tee boxes with concrete or decomposed granite to allow carts to pass or drive into shaded areas in the summer, is a more realistic and fair solution. Widening cart paths has been done successfully at some Sun City courses. It's time for golfers to speak up or support speakers at the April Member Board Exchange and voice their dislike of this rule, and for the board to listen to their opinions and not just management and the Golf Advisory Committee. If there has been negligible improvement of the courses due to the three-cart limitation, it should be overturned and more creative solutions considered. And that's the end of that letter. And lastly, our CSC board has a duty to mitigate crime by Dan Cohen of Sun City. I am very concerned about criminal activity in Sun City. The RCSC board needs to take action to reduce it and make our community safer. I live near a golf course, and recently my home was broken into. The house next door has been burglarized on two occasions, once when our neighbor was at home. Both times, knives were left behind by the burglars. The neighbors have moved because of their reasonable fear they would be victims of crime again. The crime problem is not acceptable. Others in our neighborhood have been victimized. Other homes in our neighborhood, particularly those adjacent to the golf course, have been broken into. While I understand the RCSC board may not believe it is responsible for these crimes, the reality is that by owning and maintaining the golf courses, the RCSC has created an attractive nuisance, a condition that inherently invites unlawful activity. Golf courses provide unmonitored access to residential properties, especially at night or during off-peak hours. Criminals recognize this vulnerability and exploit it, using the golf course as an entry point to break into homes. Because the RCSC board oversees the golf courses and is responsible for their upkeep, it also bears responsibility for the consequences. Ignoring this issue will not make it disappear. Rather, it will continue to put residents at risk, damage property values, and undermine the community's safety. This is not a matter to be postponed or debated indefinitely. I urge the RCSC board to take immediate action. And that's the end of that letter and the end of our time together today. Thank you so much for listening to my show, The Sun City News. Again, my name is Vicki Duke, and I am coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.